T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We're once again teamed up with the good folks at the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm. We got to put coats on kids that need them. I mean, you know, COVID is out of control, and a child that is not able to keep their body warm, that ain't good. So they need coats. We need over 1,700 coats for these kids. Come on. $20 is all it takes to put a brand new coat on a child that needs one. But you could be part of the 69 crew. You could get that done.
Like a nice husband and wife combo, David and Cindy Braun. Joined the 69 Club.
Woo!
Also donated $69 to Coats for Kids, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you did there.
David, $269.
That's what I'm talking about.
David Boltes.
Thank you, David.
And a quick shout out, Rockaholics are stepping up big. Even companies are stepping up, like Driggs, Bills, and Day. I believe that's a law firm, and they've donated over $750 to Coach for Kids. So shout out to Driggs, Bills, and Day.
Well, normally I do all my legal work at Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe, but you know what? I think I'm going to go over to those guys now.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
Where are they located? Let's see. Oh, they're the Advocates guys.
Nice!
Oh, well. Of course they would help us out.
Yes. Yeah. Good people over there. Very good cool. People.
So look, all it takes is $20 to help us get to our goal of $35,000. That's what it'll take to get over 1,700 coats. That's how many kids need it. 1,700 kids. We need the coats. And if you don't have money, that's cool. Share on your socials then. So if you want to donate, you want to share on your socials, go to KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B-Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B-Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to be B-Migs. And it's time to pump it up for Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pump it up.
Well, we got to pump it up, buddy.
Oh, I'm already pumped up.
A short week for some people.
Yeah, dude, all the calls we've had this morning, people are pretty pumped up. It's not like that on most Mondays.
I know. Like
short week puts people in a good mood.
I know, and then we also got brownies in here today, and I might have a couple of them.
I'll tell you this, man. I mean, there's the brownies. Also, there's a third company that says they've got a vaccine that is actually going to be really easy to get to people. This was
hopefully,
over England.
Yeah.
So there are three companies that say they got 90% or better effective rate. I mean, how, at this point, you go, all right, yeah, we're locking down now, but I just feel like we are just so close to something cool happening as far as being able to get our normal lives
until
back.
They bring us cupcakes or brownies, I don't care.
Oh, you're not happy? So this company,
big deal, vaccine, smashing. Did they bring us any brownies?
We got a cure for COVID.
Nope.
No,
no,
we want the brownies.
Yeah,
straight. Hell yeah!
Like
yeah,
I'm ready to give your son Joe a Pulitzer Prize for that.
Oh, he should
a
get
Pulitzer
it.
Prize. Do you know what Pulitzer Prize is for?
Yes, and it's definitely not for brownies.
Okay,
yeah. I feel like it should be though.
Nobel Peace Prize. How about
there?
That?
You go. The even better.
Yeah,
bringing peace with brownies.
Yeah. How about an Oscar?
Oh,
yes.
Well, at this point,
Academy
Just
Award.
Just give them all of them.
I mean, with, you know, somebody told me not to watch The New Mutants, so I might as well give Joe the Oscar because they're not going to get it.
They're not going to. No. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Patrick and Renton. Patrick, are you there?
Absolutely.
All right. Steve, get out of here.
Renton.
For those playing at home, Patrick will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Patrick, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's rock.
What movie stopped production for a year so Tom Hanks could grow out his hair and lose 50 pounds?
Castaway.
Yes. How many suspects are there in a game of Clue?
8?
No.
6?
Yes. The New York Jets colors are white and what other color?
Green.
Yes. Who wrote the novel Fahrenheit 451?
Bradbury?
Yes. What sailor's disease resulted from a deficiency of vitamin C?
Rickets?
No.
Scurvy?
Yes. What color is the four ball in a traditional game of pool?
Yellow?
No.
Orange?
No.
Red?
No. What famous rapper died on Friday, September 13th, 1996?
Tupac?
Yes. What U.S. city is nicknamed the Motor City?
Detroit.
Yes. What sport did Hall of Famer Honus Wagner play?
Baseball.
Yes. What brand of melty cheese was first introduced to the mass market in 1928?
Velveeta.
Yes. And Patrick gets a 9 out of 10.
Ooh, not bad.
No, that's pretty good. I don't think Steve's going to get a 9 out of 10.
I might get me a song.
Ooh, you think so?
I think so.
Oh, man. I hope you didn't jinx it right there.
I said I might.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, look who's. Oh, look at the swagger.
I know. Look at that.
He's strutting right on in
really?
Here.
Oh, now I really.
Oh, he's flexing.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Let's do this, boys.
Oh, I can't wait for this. You're flexing at the wrong time, brother.
You think so, brother? Brother.
I said my prayers. I ate my vitamins.
I hustled, and I'm loyal, and I'm respectful.
I'm just going to say this. You ready?
I'm going to make you rest in peace.
Ooh.
Yeah, in honor of the 30-year anniversary of The Undertaker, and he retired.
Let's just say this. There's no way I can get Rev to make a bet on this.
Oh, there's no chance.
Mister, I can do it all.
I learned my lesson last week.
Yeah.
So
Steve. He's not going to do it. So, okay, take your best shot, buddy.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll show
Let's
you.
Do this. What movie stopped production for a year so Tom Hanks could grow out his hair and lose 50 pounds?
Forrest Gump?
No.
Castaway?
Yes.
Noise.
How many suspects are there in a game of Clue?
6.
Yes.
Not
too late.
All right. The New York Jets colors are white and what other color?
They're green.
Yes. Who wrote the novel Fahrenheit 451?
Crap, I didn't read that and I don't remember it. But it's all.
Ray Bradbury.
Yes.
Woo! What sailor's disease resulted from a deficiency of vitamin C?
Syphilis.
No.
Scurvy.
Yes. What color is the four ball in a traditional game of pool?
Is that blue?
No.
Orange?
No.
Purple?
Yes.
Wow.
What famous rapper died on Friday, September 13th, 1996?
Biggie Smalls.
No.
Oh, on the Tupac.
Yes. What U.S. city is nicknamed the Motor City?
Detroit.
Yes. What sport did Hall of Famer Honus Wagner play?
Baseball.
Yes. What brand of melty cheese was first introduced to the mass market in 1928?
Fremunda.
No.
Velveeta.
Yes. And Steve, you make BJ eat his words. You get a perfect 10 and
yeah!
I should have bet. Damn it.
Sorry, Patrick.
I could just cry.
Yeah. I don't blame you. Wow.
I was going to go up for you to bet, and you didn't do it.
I know.
And really.
Because you screwed me last week.
See? That's why you got to do it, man. Gotta take chances.
Thanks for the brownies, Joe.
Yeah, right?
Brownies are brain food, apparently.
I was saved by the brownies, because if there was no food in here, I probably would have pushed you harder to bet.
Yeah.
Because I really didn't think he would get Ray Bradbury or the pool, or the pool ball color.
Like, the pool ball color was the one that Patrick didn't get, so that was going to be a close deciding factor there.
And I love how he guessed purple, because normally you just go primary colors
and
if
who
you
would
don't
guess
know.
Purple?
I thought it was blue, so I was just trying to think of what looks like blue.
Good call, purple. Then. Yeah.
Well, you know, this is why Steve's a winner.
And I legit didn't think that you would get Ray Bradbury.
Yeah. You know what? If you ask me next week, I probably won't.
But he had to read it. Yeah. So I think if he didn't have to read it.
I was picturing the cover.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's outstanding. Well, congratulations on your perfect 10, dude.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
got my pump right there.
Let me just go put my song away. I had it right out over here, and I got to go put it away. So, as you know, we're in the Zoom world because of the fact we're doing COVID. Mm-hmm. And again,
doing COVID like it's a new dance.
We're doing the COVID. And as an older person myself, I am really sending out this public service announcement to anybody who doesn't know how to run anything. You really, really, really need to be careful when you think that you are done Zooming somebody, even though it's still on, or you think that you can walk away, or you think you can have a conversation with somebody else. If you don't know how to run this stuff, you got to be so careful.
Mm-hmm.
And actor Lucas Cage from the HBO show Euphoria just showed us.
Gage, not Cage. Oh. You're thinking Luke Cage.
Luke Cage, you're absolutely right. Oh, well.
I don't even know because I quickly just went to his Instagram and saw Lucas Cage.
You're absolutely right. It is Lucas Cage. And, of course, I do miss Luke Cage. So Lucas Cage is on that show, Euphoria, which is on HBO. And he was doing a Zoom meeting with an unidentified director who thought he was muted. And Lucas, I think, is a relatively young dude, yep. So he knows how to use Zoom.
It looks like he's in maybe his early 20s.
Meanwhile,
and he's rocking a Bad Brain shirt, which is cool.
The director, obviously older and doesn't know how to use Zoom. Well, the director decided, hey, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to insult Lucas's apartment. And so Lucas heard him because the guy wasn't muted and decided, all right, I'm going to see if I can turn this around, try to get a gig at least for this thing I'm doing. Lucas posted the video on Instagram and said, quote, if you're an S-talking director, make sure to mute your mic on Zoom meetings. Hmm. And on this audio and the video, you can see on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com, you're going to hear the director here first.
These four people live in these tiny apartments. Like, I'm looking at his, you know, background, and he's got his TV and you know.
Yeah, I'm muted. I know it's a apartment. That's why I gave me this job, so I can get a better one. All right. Ready?
Oh my God, I'm so, so sorry.
No, it's totally... Listen, I'm living
I'm
in a...
So sorry.
I'm living in a 4x4 box. It's fine. Just give me the job and we'll be fine.
I'm most...
Wow, so he really did try to play. He tried to guilt his way into the part.
I almost feel like you got to give it to him. Just because what a great comeback.
Yeah, I don't know
he's
if he got
on his feet. And he's actually an established actor. It's not like he's like some guy that no one's ever heard of.
Yeah.
I don't really think anything's wrong with his apartment. I'm looking. I just got a TV in the background and a guitar. Like, I don't understand why.
Yeah, right.
What is so awful about this apartment?
Yeah, it's so interesting. Unless this guy has a sprawling estate in England somewhere or in L.A., wherever he might be directing.
Yeah,
he's got, hello, I don't like your apartment.
I love that Joe Jonas chimed in on Instagram and said, handle it like a champ.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really did. I mean, I think I would have started S-talking.
The thing is, we haven't heard if he got the job, though. That's the problem. We need a follow-up story to know whether or not he got hired.
He kind of has to at this point, right?
I don't know if the director wants to... If he does hire him, he doesn't want it out there. He probably doesn't want to be known for being the guy that's talking S about people when he thinks he's on mute.
Again, yeah, you really don't, you know, you gotta, it's just, you know, old people and technology. It's just, it's really sad.
That was pretty funny, though. Yeah. I like the way that he reacted to it. And he wouldn't let it go. He's like, hire me, man. I could get out of this apartment.
Yeah, you know what? You got to be hungry in this world. So good for him. Hey, you know what I mean? You could do worse than hire him for whatever you're trying to hire.
Him and his nice hair and his abs. I mean, he's doing just fine.
Wow. He's living in a 4x4 box, Steve. Yeah.
So hot.
Yeah. What are you going to do about that?
He's got nice hair. Who cares where you live?
Oh, so look at Mr. Guy, who's always proud to be a bald guy.
I'm just kidding. Gosh.
Yeah. I don't know. You say you're kidding, but man, I don't know. That sweet flow makes you cry on this show. That rhymes.
It did.
Yeah, thank you.
Why don't you become a poet?
I think I will. I'll be the poet at your Fartorium yoga place.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, you know what time it is, don't you? You sure do. It's time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? We got your calls. We got your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. And do remember, when you call in, Steve has this rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ. Show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we got to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So I want to know, did any of you jokers watch the Fresh Prince reunion? It was so good.
I know Danny did.
I did. It was so good.
Yeah, I keep meaning to, and I have yet to do it.
To be honest with you, I forgot that it was a thing. And I saw some of my friends posting about it, and I was like, oh, yeah, I have HBO Max. I'll turn this on. And, man, you will cry.
Yeah, I heard there's a couple of emotional moments. Hey, Dr. Phil. Uncle Phil. That'd be great if they replace Uncle Phil with Dr. Phil, and he just comes in and just wrecks out.
That would be so great. Wow.
Tells them all what they're doing wrong.
Right.
Yeah, but I heard there was, like, an emotional moment between the original...
And Viv
and Will Smith.
Yeah, because I didn't know that she left because basically didn't get fired, but basically they told her, like, your services are no longer needed. And she perceived that as being Will's fault. And he kind of admits, yeah, it kind of was my fault. I was a 21-year-old kid. And they just share stories with each other about how it all went down. And it's kind of like, wow, it's hard.
Yeah, I heard she didn't hold back.
No, not at all.
Awesome.
Yeah, so good.
Nice.
You need to go home and watch. If you were a fan of any of it, even like one episode of The Fresh Prince, you'll appreciate it. And especially just seeing like how much like they put into that show. Like it was actually a show as opposed to just like a sitcom. You know what I mean? They like had a live studio audience and made it like a concert every single time. It was so good.
Huh. I think you're going to see more and more of this because I've seen this on the shows that I love, but I'm a big geek, where they take you behind the scenes and give you the drama and you go, oh, so this is why this character is no longer here. Oh, I just assumed it was the storyline.
So did old Aunt Viv and new, I mean, less old Aunt Viv ever like, did they go eye to eye or anything like that? I don't know why I'm expecting like a cat fight, but that would have been awesome if it was like an ant fight.
No, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it yet. They talk about, they never met. They literally had, this was the first time in this reunion that they've ever met.
Yeah, I guess why would they? I mean, right. It's not like there's like an Aunt Viv, recovery.
How long?
Meetings.
So I didn't realize, because I didn't watch the show. So how long was she on there and they just replaced her with a new Aunt Viv?
Yeah. She was on there
for 3 seasons, right?
Two or three seasons.
Oh, that's a lot, man.
Yeah. It's kind of like Becky on, the Connors.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, Roseanne, you're right.
Well, and it's funny too, because when they brought in the new Aunt Viv, like, there's even like in that first episode, like Will does this thing where like they acknowledge it, but Will's just kind of like, oh yeah, you're not supposed to notice that.
Kind of like a tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
Nod. Yeah.
So good. I really, really enjoyed it. Like I kind of want to watch it again, honestly.
And I know you'll spoil it for me by telling me, but I need to know, did Carlton dance at any point?
Oh yes.
Okay, good. Now I'll watch it.
Yes.
Otherwise, okay. So what's the point?
They actually talk, they do a whole segment on his dance and how he came up with
it's
it.
It's iconic.
Yeah.
Did they bring up the new show at all?
No.
So that's right. The more dramatic version of The Fresh Prince that fan made that all of a sudden Will Smith loved and turned it into an actual show.
Yeah, I wonder if we're going to see more and more of this, man, because I know I love it. I just watched a documentary about one of my favorite shows, and it's an old one, too. Like, it had been kickstarted, and now you've got people willing to pay for it because they're seeing the success of something like this. Because, you know, the person that kickstarted the show I love, they probably thought, wait, you want to do a behind-the-scenes show, and everyone's just going to watch about what went on behind the scenes? Who cares about this? Well, it turns out a lot of people do.
Well, especially Fresh Prince, because that was such an iconic show. So for so many of us growing up.
Well, think about all the shows.
It spans multiple generations. I mean, it was important to me, and I'm not the same generation as Danny, and it was important to him.
Well, I would watch anything that I liked, a show like that, though. Like, the Fresh Prince show, to me, the reunion show, I don't care because I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
But if it was about a show that I wanted to watch, like, if they did one about the Big Bang Theory in another five-something years, I'd watch that.
Right. But I think it has to be a show on that level.
Well,
to make it worth their time.
I would argue, though, the show that I watched, though, Steve, it got kickstarted, but I watched it. I don't think a lot of people cared about Star Trek Deep Space Nine, but I definitely was interested into it.
Deep Six Nine, I watched that.
You know what I mean? I don't know how much it costs to do these, but if you can get, you know, with the internet or whatever, someone's going to pay for it, especially with the HBO Max is, I think you might see more and more if it had any kind of success at all.
Well, there's a thing that's just, I just watched it just so it shows up on my history on YouTube because I want to watch it later. It's the Foo Fighters. Just put out a video about, it's called Times Like Those, and it's them looking back on their career.
Oh.
And the funny part is when you start watching it, it starts off almost like a Star Wars film, because they do, like, even with like the crazy like graphics in the beginning with, like, you know, in, like, whatever, space, the Final Frontier.
Oh, exactly.
Thing.
Well, so yeah, it'll just wait, episode something.
A long time ago in a recording studio far, far away.
Oh, very cool.
And then it goes full on, like, with the same kind of graphics at the beginning of the first Star Wars movie.
Well, You feel, you know, I mean, when you realize the how Foo Fighters got started, and of course what Dave Grohl's life was before mm-hmm. that. I mean, this, yeah, that's an interesting, very, very fascinating story.
And they do the Foo Fighters logo in the Star Wars font.
Like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's a 25th anniversary special. They just put it out 2 hours ago.
25th. Damn.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, they put it out, what, just on YouTube?
Yeah. Yeah, it's on the Foo Fighters YouTube page.
That's pretty cool.
It's like 25 minutes long.
Oh, 25th anniversary, 25 minutes long? That's pretty interesting.
All right, 26. I lied to you guys.
Oh, come on. It was better with the other story. You should have just kept it.
Without the credits, 25 minutes long.
That's perfect. There we go.
That's exactly what they meant.
Yeah, perfect. That's what it's all
Someone
about.
Someone said, I don't know, Steve. It's like those VH1 Behind the Music specials. I'll watch one for a band I didn't even like, and it's awesome. Yeah.
Totally.
Oh, dude, I used to love... I'm with you. You're right. I watch so many of those VH1... Where Are They Now band specials about bands that, like, I did not even care about, but it was like Oingo Boingo or whatever, random bands like that.
Well, and I'll be honest with you. A lot of times that's how I found out about bands that I didn't know about. Like, mm-hmm. I would watch those just because they would be on, and it's like, oh, I want to see the drama. And then it would be like, oh, who? Tell me about this band named Pearl Jam or whoever it is. Like, but, you know, who we had I'd never heard of before.
They had that show. It was like Reunited. Remember Bands Reunited?
Yeah.
Oh. And it was a reality show where they did, like, almost like a Behind the Music, a little thing about the band that broke up, and then they got them back together to perform. And it was... I mean, Extreme was a part of it, but Extreme, I think, turned down getting back together.
See,
that was part of the show. The show was to try and convince the band to get back together, and sometimes they said no.
See, dude, I would love that because, as I told you before, you know, one of my favorite bands growing up, and, you know, Danny's talked to me about how the Green Day was inspired by these guys, and that's the Vapors. Mm-hmm. He just put out a new album, like, in 30 years, or maybe even 40 years, and I would like to know the behind the scenes, like, why did you decide to get back in the studio after 40 years and start singing songs again? I would love to see something like that, because that's exactly what happened, is, like, he reunited, I don't know how many people in the original band, I only know the main dude. But I would, I would love to see stuff like that.
Yeah, they did bands like ABC, Berlin, Dramarama.
Oh, Berlin, I would have definitely.
Berlin.
I would have watched
A Flock
that.
Of Seagulls.
I definitely would have seen that.
All the members reunited, which is pretty cool.
I totally didn't get that. I want to get it.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Oh, hey, relax.
Whoa. Hello.
Kaija Goo Goo.
Oh, too shy, shy, hush, hush. You're talking about all the bands in the 80s.
I know. I'm like, wow, I know all of these.
New Kids on the Block, where only the brothers, the Knight Brothers, Jordan and Jonathan, said, we'll get back together. And everyone else was like, nope. Not doing it.
Never doing it. And then they got together by themselves like 5 years later.
Well, VH1 wasn't giving them millions of dollars.
That's also true.
That was the problem. Squeeze. Vixen.
Oh, Tempted. All right. So there was a lot of those 80s bands.
Romeo Void. I bet you like that one.
I remember those guys too.
Information Society.
Ooh, man, you're going back, baby.
Yeah, but the Extreme one was good because I think everybody in the band was down except for Nuno Bettencourt. He didn't even want to go on camera to be interviewed. He's like, F you guys.
Damn. You pick the topic. You guide the show. It is Listeners on the Loose, 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. More of your calls and more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So it says, I just noticed that there's a new TikTok trend that I actually thought was pretty funny, where people have different voices. Their work voice and then their actual voice. Do you guys have that same problem? LOL.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, everywhere I go, I end it with, and that's what's up. Wouldn't that be funny if I made an order at like a Whopper, double Whopper, no cheese, no onion, no tomatoes, and that's what's up.
Yeah, I have my customer service voice. I've had it ever since I was in the retail business, and I just brought it over to this business as well. A whole different way I treat people when I need something. It's my customer service voice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What does it sound like?
It's like, hey, how are you? What can I do? You know, that kind of thing. I'm very soft, melodical, yeah. Speaking from the diaphragm, very, very similar to what I'm doing now, but it's a lot nicer and has a softer tone and warm tone to it.
If we put like some, like, you know, like kind of inspirational music behind it,
yeah.
It sound a little bit more.
No, you sound creepy. See, you've got creepy and regular.
So if you do like a little bit more like 70s wah-wah music, it'd be even more sexy.
Well, I'm not trying to get sexy. You don't want to. You're trying to be warm. Warm and sexy are two different things.
I feel like it's the same thing. It's just a difference of music beds.
Dude, all you know.
Red, pull up inspirational, like, new agey music, and then pull up also, like, bomb chicka wow wow 70s funk music. And I feel like the same voice will sound different in that context.
Well, you and I will have to agree to disagree on this one. Or we could just do it. But, I mean, I personally believe there's a different way to be sexy and warm.
I think for women, it's close to the same thing. For guys, a guy can't sound too sexy. Otherwise, it's going to sound creepy.
Yeah, like a woman, like if you're talking to them about like something like, and they're like trying to like maybe fix something with like your service bill or whatever. And they're like, as they're trying to do it and they're typing and they let like a long as they're like, like, you know, they're trying to like figure it all out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. Like that. It's, you're okay with it. But if a guy did that, I think you would hang up the phone. You're like, hold on, let me see if I could transfer that. And you know what I mean?
Exactly.
But when a woman does it, it seems like every time I'm listening to a woman, like I'm on the phone with them and they're like changing something or doing something. It's a customer service thing. They end up moaning.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not doing it to like be dirty. They're just, I think they're just making that sound.
They're just
like
concentrating and kind of doing their
sound.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's more of a hum, but it does come across more of a moan.
It sounds like they're moaning.
Yeah, I have to say, Steve, there may be something to a guy trying to sound warm, and but he ends up sounding sexy is a fine line. It's the same thing with a woman who is trying to sound stern, but doesn't want to sound annoying and or professional. Because I just had that happen in the world of customer service, where I had a woman that was dealing with me, and as soon as she got on the phone, she had that I'm annoyed with you voice. I don't want to even be talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that so much with men. Men seem to be able to at least go, sir, how can I help you? Even if they feel like you're going to be a problem, they still know how to put on a not annoying voice.
Oh, the annoying voice is the worst, because you just want to be like, I'm sorry if I'm bothering you at your job where you are supposed to handle these situations for me. I have no idea why you're mad with me. I just called.
Yeah.
Because this was the number they gave me. I'm sorry that it's annoying to you.
Oh, yeah, it is. So I think we all have our voices.
Okay.
Yeah, so here's, now, there is, you know, definitely like Steve said on TikTok, people showing off their real voice versus their customer service voice. Here's a woman who does room service at a hotel.
This is my regular voice. And this is my voice when I'm working room service. Hi, sir, do you mind if I step in and set this down for you? How has your stay been so far?
See, that happens a lot at like like Starbucks. I see it in other different coffee places as well. I remember one place we would go every. I almost started to like dread showing up to that drive-thru because I'm like, it's going to be the lady with the fake voice, and it's like overly perky, and like she'll be like super perky, but then you hear her talking to her coworkers, and she talks normal. I'm like, just talk like that to me. Why do we have to have
you
these crazy voices?
That. You don't deserve that kind of. You know, that's her friend voice. You don't deserve that,
you're
sir.
Not a friend. Oh, but the perky voice is just like it's. It doesn't make, it just makes me mad. Like,
wow. Usually, I mean, that's interesting. I don't have that. I try to crack it. I try to see, can I get to the friend zone voice? You know, where like, I'm, that's what I want to do with
the homie voice.
Yeah, I want to get to the like, hey, just
and how would you pull that off?
You know what? I match their delivery, say something really nice. I'm a wicked pleasant customer.
Wicked pleasant.
Oh, yeah, wicked pleasant from Boston.
And then what I do is I'll throw a line in. You know, like I'll be like, hey, blah, blah. They'll ask, you know, whatever. And then I'll throw, see if I can get a little like something where, hey, tell me about your life. It usually works better with women because men just don't want to talk. You know.
I am so glad I don't go with you to get coffee.
Well, it's a
but
fun
then
thing.
But they start crying, though, because they're women.
Well,
and they make all women cry.
You're right.
He does.
I don't go that far, Danny.
You don't ask them about their relationship with their father?
No. No, that's only for the bar.
That's only for the
that's
bar.
That's only when it's me.
Yeah. Now, there's a news anchor in Philadelphia named Jeanette Reyes, who also got on the real voice versus the work voice thing.
Hey, everybody. My name is Jeanette Reyes, and I heard there's like a trend going on TikTok where we show how we talk at like home and then how we would talk at work. So like our customer service voices. And so I wanted to give you an example of the difference between how I normally talk sometimes and then how I would talk at work. Good evening. Your time now is 4:52. My name is Jeanette Reyes, and we have some breaking news to tell you about. A pet llama has apparently escaped and is running the streets of Philadelphia.
Wow.
So It's just, it's like a little bit of a difference. I've been
told. Oh, it's a lot of a difference.
Oh, yeah. It's a total, like, she, like, goes down, like, an octave or
You're
something.
Right. She's talking from the diaphragm, which we, a lot of us broadcasters were trained to do. Because my voice is normally up here.
When has that ever happened?
I have trained myself to not talk from here, but this is my normal register.
Oh, can we please go to that now?
No. Like, yeah, stay as old cranky
DJ. You're messing
DJ.
With my ears, man.
Yeah, this is
I don't like it.
Yeah, this is my normal register.
That's because mine is usually like this.
Yeah, it's true.
This is how I talk.
No matter what he does, I just feel like I need to call the authorities.
Yeah. I don't understand why. We got a text message. Don't you guys talk a little different on the radio versus real life? No.
Dude, honestly.
So creepy.
Can we be done with Silence of the Steve? I just want to go home and wash.
You know what's funny is that we always were told, like when I was learning to do radio, quote unquote, if I tried to do a radio voice, people would get mad at me. Like, no, you're puking. And it was just like, ah. So I would try to be like, Danny V on the radio. And they'd be like, stop.
That's
just
different.
So, but fair. But I just started talking, but I don't talk any different, I don't think.
Talking from your diaphragm is different than puking.
And puking, for those that don't understand, like that's like the radio voice of like you hear.
Hey, everybody!
Yeah, it's super perky.
Sunny and 77, everybody.
I actually puked on the microphone. I don't know. Yeah. You guys
nice. Well, you used to drink a lot more.
It's true.
Yeah. So, you guys, so you want me to talk like this?
No.
Why? This is my voice.
That's why, because it's your voice.
It's my voice.
Then I'm going to talk like this.
Yeah. No!
The only time this comes back, and I think this is really because of my upbringing, is in Boston, you're yelling all the time, and you have to be noticed, so it's usually the higher range that will get attention.
It's funny, though, there have been times where I meet somebody, and they're like, they find out who I am or what I do, and they're like, you don't sound like the guy on the radio. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. They're like, talk like you do on the radio. I'm like, I am. I don't understand what this means. Because, you know, we have, like, the microphones have processing.
Oh, yeah.
And there's certain things that go through the system. So I think they put a little bit more of, like, beef onto our voices.
Oh, I sound a lot sexier than in real life. even as I go down to this register that I'm at now, it still sounds amazing.
Well, it's just BJ's boys haven't dropped yet, and Steve sounds like a murderer.
That's it, buddy.
I remember, like, when we, like, 15 years ago when I first started, and I was doing this, and Steve comes in and is like, you need to have a little bit more energy. So I went with, well, thanks, BJ, and just started doing the radio stuff. And I was like, I don't know about this.
Because Rev was practically a mute when we had the first time. He was like, okay, hey.
Right. Oh, yeah, well, it's
like, you got to step it up a little, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
I just went total radio announcer voice, everyone. And everyone was like, do that. And I was like, but I sound dumb. And they're like, exactly. Do that.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Because, I don't want to say anything, but, I mean, Pacific Northwest broadcasters, I mean, this is a quiet land. And, you know, sort of like broadcasting in a quiet land, I mean, it's just basically like, you know, PBS. And not everybody really wants that from their thing. But, I mean, a lot of folks I've met around here are just like, hi, everybody, how are you? They're really monotone, quiet talkers, very just, you know, balanced.
Yeah.
That's tough to do in an entertainment industry. You've got to, if you were an actor, nobody would say anything to you. You'd be like, oh, I completely get it. I need to act like a different character. But in our business, for some reason, they don't understand that we're still performing.
For me, it's not a difference in my voice between work and home. It's more of when I call somebody. Anytime I pick up the phone to call like a doctor's appointment or like leaving a voicemail, that's when I know I change my voice.
Oh, really?
Same here.
Yeah.
I'm with you. My wife gives me a hard time anytime I'm on the phone. She just hates it because I'm practically yelling into it. She's like, you realize the phones, they pick you up. You don't have to yell so they can hear you.
So many people do that.
Without a phone.
Yeah, so many people do that.
Yeah, I'm always like super loud. And she's like, it's so obnoxious. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you.
I feel like my...
You know what? That's the answer for everything. I don't know what to tell you. In other words, leave me alone.
My phone voice very much sounds like my restaurant voice. Because I don't feel like my voice is too different from radio to real life. Except when I'm waitressing or have been waitressing.
Oh, I don't know your waitressing voice.
Hi there, I am Vicky, and I'm here to serve you. So would you like to hear the specials today? Also, we have iced tea on sale. Would you like a lime with that, sir?
So you've gone up to, I think, basically the blonde voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I'd like, let's leave. This waste is bothering me.
I think a lot of dudes like that blonde voice, and a lot of girls like the deeper voice.
Right. I don't like when I could tell somebody is obviously faking their voice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I knew something was up with you, BJ, all these years.
I haven't been faking anything, Steve.
You.
Gotta get them tips, boys.
Someone says, I feel violated from Steve's voice.
Yeah, really. The entire state has been violated.
No, next text, and you can see I'm not even doing a make em up right there. It says, I love Steve's sexy man voice.
Oh.
Oh, sexy man.
Who's that? Your wife?
No, she would never say that.
Okay.
Come on. She would say, I tolerate Steve's sexy man voice. There's a big difference.
All right. Well, speaking of a man with a sexy man voice, I think it's time to ask this question. What do Ryan Castle and a penalty flag have in common? I'm going to tell you at 949 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a penalty flag have in common?
They get tossed.
Yeah, they
Very
do.
Very true.
Yeah, they do.
Both can be found on the backside of a stranger, someone just texted in.
Oh, what? All right, that's...
That seems uncalled for.
That surely does. I don't know. All right. Well, we got a lovely story here. Boy, I mean, look, I'm not sad this happened to a Steelers player, because you know me, and I don't like the Steelers. But this happened to Steelers receiver Juju Smith-Schuster, who hurt his foot in yesterday's game against the Jacksonville Jaguars by stepping on a penalty flag.
Huh?
I mean, yeah, I guess he just rolled a little bit stepping on that penalty flag. He started limping, tweaked his ankle.
It sounds like something you would do.
Yeah. I don't know if it was ankle or toe, depending on the story you read, but he left the game and did not return. Doesn't sound like it's serious, but you're right, Steve. I know that ankle business. Imagine being a Steelers fan, you're having a great season, and it's a penalty flag that might have taken out one of your dudes. That would be a beating. Supposedly he's going to be okay and ready for the Ravens game on Thursday, but...
It's like a soccer player fall over in a stiff breeze.
Yes, exactly.
Ryan Castle. Diving. What are you talking about?
No, he's not taking any dives. Ryan Castle's up next. He's got the 12-pack.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
Dude, this reminds me of, remember when Krispy Kreme first opened up here?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't that long ago. It was like less than 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And, dude, those lines were insane. Like, people were waiting for days, not like
days,
but they were like camped out for days just to get a Krispy Kreme donut, which I thought was just insane.
Worth it, though.
Ah, no, nothing's worth waiting days for.
Yeah, I tell you that, Krispy, I'm thinking about it right now, and I'm like,
Would you sit and camp outside?
Oh, I won't do that for anything.
Right. That's what I mean.
I could see that.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.